Good to go. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Today's August the 11th. August the 11th, 10 a.m. Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee meeting. There you go. Got it all out. My name's Oliver Mokeek. I'm with the Planning Department. We may go around for introductions, please.
Sichai Crow with Land Development.
Yuri Akers with Land Development.
Hernando Patanco, Public Works Traffic.
Mahalo Gildo, Traffic Works, Public Works Traffic.
Robert Spoda, Public Works Engineering.
Ted Brunson, Water Department Engineering.
James Lane, Environmental Control.
Cal Ferris, Civil Engineer.
Yamcha Wopis, Cal Ferris.
Chantal Power, Planning Division. Elizabeth Mora Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Stephanie Sanchez, Secretary for DRC.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Seven County Fire, Carl's.
Todd Morris, Building and Safety.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. The first item, Chantal, would you kindly introduce that and your guest, please?
The first item is Conditional Use Permit 16-15, a request to construct, establish, and operate a self-storage facility. So that's going to be 12 storage buildings containing approximately 91,500 square feet on a vacant parcel containing approximately 4.2 acres, located at 550 West 40th Street within the Commercial General CG1 zone. The project is categorically exempt from CEQA review pursuant to Section 15332 for infill development projects. And today's recommendation is to move this item to the Planning Commission hearing for September.
What date would that be?
I believe that's September 21st.
Anything else to add?
I just had a few quick comments for Cal on the landscape plan. Everything looks pretty good. I do want a few 24-inch boxes for the trees rather than the 15-gallon at the entryways and corners. So that. And then I know our traffic engineers are probably going to get to this, but I'm gonna jump the gun on it and give you the traffic scoping form to fill out. And that'll determine whether a report is required.
Now Hernando doesn't get to say anything.
I know.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sichai? Or Land Development.
For Land Development. Right. I think we've had a conversation with Cal. There's some questions that we need to resolve. The rest of the conditions regarding FEMA, shaded X is fine. Site drainage, WQMP is required, a SWIP is required prior to construction. The lighting it meets pretty much standards. We'll have an on-site plan concerning the trash enclosures. Increasing, we'll talk about that some more. But we do have some questions about right-of-way power poles that we'd like to discuss, if we could, after the public hearing. And I think that was agreeable to you, Cal.
Yes.
So some of those items we would like to...
Yes, we're staying after the meeting.
Right, which is fine.
Hernando, say hello.
Hi. Chantal provided you the guidelines already for the scoping form. Just fill that out and submit to Chantal.
Yeah, isn't it car count and something like that? That's the minimum. Self-storage is the lowest.
Okay. Yeah, just fill out the form. Yes. We go from there. Thank you.
Nothing to add, just a sentence.
Robert?
It looks like I'll be in that meeting afterwards, talking about the power poles and the curb alignment. Again, following the street policies and then the municipal code, that our development code for the 25-foot radius on getting on from Johnson on to 40th Street, widening of 40th Street itself, and street lights. Looks like one of the street lights existing will have to be relocated, but again, we'll work with you on that portion of it. Believe the conditions have in there for the street improvements, repaving the street, right-of-way, I think it's going to be our biggest issue, the right-of-way and the street improvements on Johnson. Again, we'll talk about it on that portion of it. There is a sewer line, if it's not been covered, there is a sewer line there. It is a 30-inch line. It's a 27 or 30-inch line. Direct connection is not allowed, so you'll end up having to put in a manhole with an 8-inch feed line that you can actually attach your lateral to. So it is there, it is available, it's just you can't have a direct connection of a lateral onto that line. So just about that, add a manhole and a few feet of 8-inch line for you to connect your lateral onto. Other than that, I think that's about all I have, if you remember. But we'll talk afterwards. Maybe someone will jog my memory.
Thank you. Ted?
Okay. So there is, the water department will require an 8-inch main extension in Johnson Street from where it terminates, which is at the north end of your northerly parcel boundary, to all the way down to 40th Street. And that's per rule and reg. Per rule and regulation, I should say, number 20, and in order to follow through that process, you'll have to enter into what's referred to as a developer install agreement with the department. I'm going to give you my card and copy of the requirements, and you can follow up with me, and I can help you with that process. So here's a copy of those items, and if you would pass a copy of these requirements to Chantel. Thank you.
James?
Will there be anything other than domestic wastewater leaving the facility to sewer?
Into the sewer?
Yeah.
No.
No other comments.
Thank you. Gracie?
So the location for the refuse enclosure is acceptable. You'll be building our standard plan 508, which is an 8x15 interior dimensions.
But is it here?
Yes. Attached it for you. But it will need to be modified to meet ADA. So you'll work with land development on that, and then the driver will just need a gate, a remote or key or something to access that. And that's all. Thank you.
I didn't get, or actually could see the information for the size of the buildings, for to see if the buildings are going to be requiring sprinklers. So I actually need a little bit more information.
Is it 5,000?
It's 5,000.
They're all going to be sprinkled.
Okay, then they're all going to be sprinkled. Then I'll have to redo my letters. Yes. So I put it on here already, but I like to be a established letter for you so you can go follow guidelines. Obviously, Knox box if you have gates. Now, lost cell storage has gates to where you enter as you put code in, and then also you need a code to get out. With this information, you also have to have Knox keys for both sides, just to give you that information for who's the general, because a lot of times they forget, they go in, we go in, but then we're stuck in there as a mercy crew. We can't get out, and we end up cutting things. So that's one thing I want to bring that up. You have to do both sides, so you can, and then also, most likely, you're going to have hydrants, depending on the size, yes, and fire flow. So I will redo these, and I'm going to stay here after the meeting. Okay?
Thank you.
Basic requirements for the building code. Again, we mentioned fire sprinklers. Same for any accessibility through Chapter 11. It's pretty basic.
Thank you. Do you have any questions of the any of the committee members of the from the various departments?
No, thank you very much. I've met with you guys so many times.
I thought you looked familiar.
Yeah.
Chantal, do you have anything to add to this?
No, I already gave my time.
So our recommendation is to move this to the Planning Commission to the meeting of September the 21st. If I may have a motion, please.
Motion.
Second.
Opposition. Thank you very much. And so there'll be a meeting afterwards. And thank you. next is item number two. Chantal, would you kindly introduce that item, please?
Item number two is pre-application 16-16, a request to construct a new industrial building containing approximately 85,000 square feet on an existing site containing approximately 7.5 acres, and that's consisting of four different parcels located at 1212 South Mountain View Avenue within the industrial heavy IH zone. It's just a preliminary review today, so no action is required. We would just like comments.
Thank you.
So for this type of development, it's pretty much a standard conditions. The regular WPMP is when it's still more than 1 acre, and we would need the WDID before permit is issued, grading permit is issued.
You'll get a copy of the conditions.
And also the tree removal permit would be required from planning for the trees on Mountain View Avenues and existing wrought iron fence footing on Johnson that encroach onto public right of way would need to be removed and construct back on private property. And a lot merger would be required, parcel map if proposed. And existing building setbacks would be subject to planning division's requirements. That should be.
Thank you. Gary, do you have anything to add?
Just a reminder that the final WQMP will be required before you can get building permits and grading permits. Okay.
Thank you, Fernando.
You'll be required to fill out a scoping form. That's the guideline for the traffic impact study.
The form in the last page of that guideline, so fill it in and send it back to us. We'll review it and make action. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Some of the conditions that that development put on there are the ones that we're going to be looking at. It looks like you have an existing right-of-way of 52 feet. The curb alignment, we're going to match up with what is being planned for the whole portion of it, which is a little bit larger than the 36, I think, that was proposed. Maybe it's going to be 41 foot, if I remember correctly. I have some plans that are some cross-sections that I might be able to give to you that would help out in that portion of it. Again, the sidewalk, curb and gutter, things that we'll have to review would be on Riverview, the need, because this is a new development, would be required to put in the sidewalk on that side. There's a lot of trees, and so we'll have to, again, work with on that portion of it. With both those streets being secondary and arterial streets, you're looking at a 35-foot radius. Depending if we can get our counts and work with traffic, we might be able to work with you on that one also. Again, handicap ramp. You already have existing locations, existing sewer locations connected to sewer. Are you adding on any restrooms or anything of that sort to as a separate building, or are you just connected on to using the same restrooms or anything of that sort?
There will be some restrooms added in the new building, because there's going to be an office portion in the new building.
Okay, I'm not sure if we have sewer. I didn't look this up. I apologize. If we have any sewer on Mountain View, but we do have it on Riverview.
There's only sewer on Riverview and
8H. Okay, so if it's all going to be one parcel, you can connect onto your own lateral for that portion of it.
Okay.
But again, if you have to get into the street and do a second lateral, you're going to allow them to. They're just additional permits that need to be dealt with on those things. And then the power poles, according to the development code, it needs to be underground. Except for the high voltage, which I think you have both on your property, one on one side and the high voltage on the other side. So again, we'll work with you on what we can and can't do on some of the improvements because of the conditions that are out there. But other than that, that's all I can remember.
Thank you. Ted?
Okay. Well, there's a existing 12-inch water line in Riverview and in Mountain View. You're going to combine all the parcels and sounds like into one. It's the same kind of thing that as he just mentioned with the sewer, if you want to utilize your existing services that are on site, because it my system showing that you do have an existing fire service as well. If you want to utilize that for the new building, we don't have a problem.
Okay.
With that. So
very good.
You don't need to have it metered separately unless the intent is to sell it off separately later, but I don't think so. So if you did need a new service, it would just be standard requirements for us to pay for a new service. So here's a copy of the requirements. And if you would pass a copy to the planner, please.
Thank you.
Do you think that's a manufacturing that on in this building, or is it just going to be a warehouse?
This building primarily is going to be, they shear steel pipe, and they do some laser cutting in what's existing right now. Primarily, the new building's going to be loading that material onto trucks. I can't tell you for certain that there's not going to be, you know, a couple pieces of equipment there to do something, but for the most part, it's going to be all the material that they store outside. It'll just clean that up. It's all going to be stored inside, and then the loading of the trucks and whatnot, this building's going to have overhead cranes, so the trucks will go in, load with material, and go out. It's just really to
basically shipping,
and it's for all intents and purposes to kind of just clean up the whole operation and the site, is, you know, all under a roof.
Now, will there be a maintenance shop on site?
That's the existing that we are relocating.
There is an existing building right now that the new building is going to encompass that area, so he's going to relocate that.
So pretty much, as Richard said, everything that's right now open and really nice visibly will be under roof, so it will clean up the open storage yard to put it under the bungalow. But the main manufacturing is existing, what's happening now in the existing facility.
And nothing's changing. In the existing facility, that whole operation's staying exactly as is.
What is our commercial and industrial plan check procedures? Okay. Is it an industrial user permit application to discharge industrial wastewater to sewer?
Okay.
If you're not going to be having any wastewater, industrial wastewater discharge to sewer, just mark non applicable on the application.
Okay.
And it's just our plan check forms thing, then I hand you the forms.
Okay. Thank you.
So your proposed location for your enclosure is acceptable for the trash bins. You'll be building our modified or our standard plan 508, which is 8x15, and then modify it to meet ADA access.
Okay.
And I noticed there's a gate near there. Will the driver have some type of remote, the refuse driver, to be able to go in one driveway and out another?
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, I don't want to scoop them in here, but on the existing operation, it's fenced in and they've got the gates, and I don't know how it operates now.
We were trying to separate the office area with those two gates so they can be a business visitors, that they cannot go to the rear gate. But yet the driver, as he's leaving to Mountain View, he will have the code or will be operated from the office to let the drive out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But those two gates are pretty much to separate the visitors from the rear yard, from the users, from the drivers.
The gate that's near the enclosure?
Yeah, near to the trash enclosure.
Okay, we just want to make sure once he's on site, he can...
Yeah, for sure.
They have it right there. It's very secure. It's all digital coded. It's very secure, so no authorized can get in onto the site. And those two new gates, it's for the same purpose, for the security and to separate the visitors from the employees.
Yeah, we just don't want him to get into that area and then
be
we don't want him backing up out of there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
I don't think they even want any big semi-trucks in that business area because it's only one way out.
Mm-hmm.
So on the parking lot, there will be no big trucks.
This is for integrated waste, for their trucks to be able to...
Yeah, those will be, yes. Yeah, the waste management, yes, of course, yes. Yeah, they will be open during the business hours when they have the service, yes.
Okay, so they can, they're not backing out of the area?
No, they're going straight.
Straight, yes, okay. All right.
Now, we maintain the 26 feet for the fire and the waste department. They can go around.
All right, thank you.
As you mentioned, the 26 feet, you're doubling the size of existing, and with the square footage, it county requires 30 feet around the entire building.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes,
so
yes,
not 26, it would be 30.
Wow.
I know it is. Because you're doubling the size of your building,
mm-hmm.
So fire access, now this one that has the 26 right here, that's where I seen that, so I've made notes of that. But with the, like I said, you doubling the size of the building would meet 30 feet completely around for fire access.
Even though it's open to the public yard, you can park on the street, it's less than 150 feet. You have a 60 feet all around. That's how we were kind of looking at it.
Right.
Like you have all three sides, 60 yards, 60 feet. And then it's open to the open... open yard on the street.
And mm-hmm. My question, this gate that you have here for
yeah.
access, what's the width of that? Because it looks like it's even not even 26 feet.
This one yeah. is 30 feet, okay. We do have a room for 30 feet.
Okay.
And this one is existing.
Yeah, okay. The existing building, then there's a little existing office in front of it.
Right, and that
we were.
That, I see that. We're gonna let that go.
Okay.
But if you can make anything else,
okay.
Yeah.
Meeting the crowd,
absolutely.
We'll just let this little
yep.
portion.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I'm not sure if you talk to a sprinkler contractor or anything. You might, because of the size. I don't know what the fire flow is. It wasn't provided, so. I'm not sure if you're going to need a pump, which you understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That information, so it's not surprising, you might want to look into that.
Yeah.
You've, like, with the double of the building.
Mm-hmm.
So I put the fire flow on here for you. Size nap, size access, and any gates you have, any Knox keys.
Yep.
It's all pretty much basic.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So standard building requirements, sprinklers will be required for the structure. Other than that, no special, just you don't verify for the special occupancy if there's any, any special use going on inside that building, but that's basic.
Okay. Thank you. Chantal, do you have anything else to add to this item?
I do. I wanted to see... an architectural tie between the existing buildings and the proposed buildings, so either some architectural treatment and or paint, something like that, scheme to kind of tie everything together. And also, the size of the site is going to trigger an initial review through CEQA, initial study through CEQA. So, I don't know if you...
Do you have an in-house engineer or review?
We don't. You'd have to contract.
We could provide you with some...
Some names.
Do you have any questions of the committee members?
I can just... To address the one item, because it's kind of a... that was where you were going to mention something about the existing building. The reality is the existing building is a metal building.
Right.
And then the little office building in the front, it's a nice stucco.
It's a
two-story office building. The new building we're doing is a concrete tilt-up.
Yeah.
So to tie the two, and just so you know, I mean, it's... I can speak with the owner with regards to possibly, painting it. I mean, basically,
right,
the paint scheme's going to complement each other as it is.
Right.
The existing
right.
building's basically a grayish, and the new
yeah.
building will be... two-tone grays and,
sure.
and whatnot, but I know he was just concerned there's not much we can do with the existing building. I mean, it's in good shape.
Understood, we want to see something so it doesn't, look piecemealed throughout the site. But I'll work with you on that.
Yeah.
When it comes time to submit for the entitlement, we can get down and kind of look at some different assumptions.
Some element that would tie those two buildings together from that front.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. We'll come up with something.
The parking and landscape, I don't know if it's time to talk about it, or is it all what we presented? It's within...
The landscaping?
The landscaping and the parking?
Yeah. The landscaping looks pretty good. I think the parking count should be okay.
We did throw the employees, not really, so to speak, but the ratio, but for the employees, we discussed.
Right. Yeah.
And then I had one more question. Mr. Roberts at Hulbada. Mm-hmm. So I guess we spoke a little bit. Are you going to be again the contact for the right of way? That's going to be the most critical to have it correct.
And is it going to remain 52 feet and just widen the curb?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, we were not going to ask for any additional widening on your parcel for that one. Okay, I guess north of you, sorry, south of you, you have 82 feet. Yeah. The street, as they're planning to improve it, will fit within your 52 feet that you have, so we're not going to ask for any additional right of way on that. We will ask for a corner cut for the handicap ramp, but not for a long non-view.
Okay.
Is there going to be a sidewalk proposed?
It will be something that's going to be required of you to put the sidewalk in on that side. The one we'll have to work with, the venue is going to be on Riverview. Because
the corner was going to have something at the corner.
The corner will have a handicap ramp and a sidewalk.
And the sidewalk.
And that'll be upon the development itself. I have not gotten any word back from the lead agency on this, so I'm not sure if it's stalemated or what they're doing with it. But we do have a plan that we're... us, the City of Redlands, and Inland Valley Development Agency are working with to go from there all the way south to the 10 freeway. So we want to make sure that that corridor is going to be meeting that. We've already put the bridge in. It's a 5-lane going across the bridge. So your portion, again, the alignment that I'm going to try to get for you will fit within that. No additional right-of-way will be needed for that portion of it.
But we'll be responsible for widening it from existing curb to the 41 feet.
Correct. Only for your parcel.
For frontage.
Yeah. Do you want to?
Excuse us one second. Sure. I just know if I can survey some portions kind of encroaching over.
Yeah, on the topo that we've done, there's areas of the south parking lot's being revised, so that will be brought into conformance with the right-of-way. But on the north side of the office, there's a ADA ramp for the grade difference that encroaches into the right-of-way about 5 feet.
That's to the existing building?
Yes.
Yeah. When we get to that point with the plans, what you want to do is try to put something together that will both accommodate your building and also accommodate for our widening of the street, and we'll try to work with back and forth so that it actually does work.
Okay.
Our ultimate goal is that we do have an ADA access on the streets, ADA access for your building, and trying to get it so that everything works. It's going to have to be a little bit of work on that. We're not going to say no, but we need to stay within a decent amount of what they're asking for.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other questions? Okay. No action required on this. It's a preliminary application. We look forward to seeing your formal application.
Thank you.
Thank you for having a great day.
I will make a copy of everything. Thank you.
Next item number three. Elizabeth, if you would kindly introduce that item, please.
Item number three is subdivision 16-06, tentative parcel map 19750. This is a request to subdivide a parcel containing approximately 10 acres into two parcels containing approximately 1.8 acres and 8.2 acres within the commercial general zone. It's located at 3086 West Kendall Drive. This is category exempt pursuant to section 15060, minor land divisions of the CEQA Act. Our recommendation is to adopt resolution number 2016-044, adopting the categorical exception 15315 for minor land divisions for subdivision 16-06, tentative parcel map 19750, and approving subdivision 16-06, tentative parcel map 19750, based on findings of facts and subject to the recommended conditions of approval.
Thank you. Do you have anything else you'd like to add to that?
Yes, currently I want to provide Cal with the resolution draft.
Okay.
And we'll have the final for you once.
So the draft resolution includes
the conditions of approval
that have been provided by
the
various
findings
departments.
Of fact for the various other departments, yes.
For land development requirement, we just want to make sure that all the utility easement is shown on the map, and also the support of any future improvement should be subject to conditional approval and provide us with the supporting document for parcel map, such as the structure, such as closure cow and reference document.
Excuse me, one second. So, what are the plans for that new?
For now, we're only subdividing.
Right.
And then they're gonna work on that property. There are no plans at all.
You don't have an anticipated land use for that yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, Gary.
The question we had is we had some interesting comments of trying to match up those deeds on the west side of that parcel. On the parcel side, you're cutting off the northwesterly side of the storage unit. We just wanted to make sure that you supplied documentation on that boundary. The assessor seems to be a little confused about that adjoining parcel. So if you can supply some
Which one? Ideas. The adjoining, that one north of?
If you scale off those distances shown on the maps versus what's on the ground. Have you surveyed the boundary yet?
When we surveyed the boundary and when we first built the self-storage in 2001 or 2, mm-hmm. and the engineer at that time, I was very busy, so we gave it to MAPCO at that time, and they did not follow through. It was supposed to be subdivided at that time.
Oh, okay.
And the map was approved. It was a requirement for the self-storage to be subdivided, and the tentative was approved, and then it was never followed through, and it lost its expired. So that's why we're coming back with a new one. But it should have been, yes. And I remember that the monuments were there along the flood control channel. There were monuments.
On the northeasterly side there?
On the northeasterly or northwesterly?
On the channel.
Yes, on the northeasterly channel side, yes.
Those are all comments.
Thank you. Orlando?
No comments.
Good.
No comments.
Robert?
So there's not going to be any construction or anything at this point?
No.
Like CJ had mentioned, right now we're not going to have any conditions, but as you bring in whatever is the new
development
for that, then we're going to be requiring other conditions at that point. But for right now, we have nothing on this split itself.
Okay.
Same thing, no current comments at this time.
No comments at this time. I'm going to hand you the commercial industrial contract procedures.
Gracie?
No comments.
Same thing with no construction. I have no comments.
Let's say something. No comments.
Mike?
Okay. You have any questions in the group?
No.
Great. Well, so our recommendation, Elizabeth, you have anything else to add?
I don't have anything else
Thank
to add.
Thank you. So our recommendation is for the adoption of resolution 2016-44. Is there a motion, please?
Send that motion. Second.
Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, I'm not leaving.
And so, all the items on the agenda. So, like to, our next meeting would be August the 25th. And may I have a motion to adjourn, please?
Set motion.
Second.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.